All right, let me do an audio about catfish and baiters. I was talking to somebody. What made me think of it is I was talking to somebody. I talked to her every day. She was sitting on the bench, and I just talked to her just a minute or two every day. And she was telling me some stories, and I was telling her my story. My stories are recent stories. And we were talking about how if you're saved, these uncircumcised Philistine, Jezebel, con artists, thieves, whatever they are, thieves probably, steal, kill, and destroy, murderers, thieves, and abusers. So yeah, so the catfish, the catfish is a real thing, and she was talking about how, well, it's sad that somebody kind and somebody gentle gets targeted by the catfish. I said, yeah, but really think about it. I said, we have the spirit of truth. We know. We know once they start to be real, once they really start to show what they are, then it starts to reveal itself, and it don't take long. And if you've been through the catfish thing before, and it's actually God is warning you the whole time, and if you've been through it before, you take notes. But these catfish baiters, like what's his name, Dr. Phil, wrote a book about baiters, right? And he wrote that book a long time ago before the internet. He saw it coming. I don't know how he saw it, but he saw it. And that quote from Oprah, they tell you who they are. If you just listen, they tell you what they are and who they are. But I told her, I said, look, they take our meekness as weakness, but really meekness is power. I said, you have to be stronger to be meek. They take our kindness as foolishness, but you have to be stronger to be kind. To love your neighbor as yourself is a whole lot more. It involves more strength to love your neighbors yourself than just doing tit for tat and being mean back to them, right? To do evil back, to repay evil for evil, the Bible says in Romans 12, 21 or so, not to do that, you know, don't repay evil for evil, but evil with good. So it takes more strength to give back good, meekness, kindness to these baiters, these catfish, these liars, these con artists, whatever. It takes more strength to be kind to the liars. And if it starts out with a lie, it ends with a lie. Now, where do we get this strength from? Is it us? No. It's the spirit of truth in us. And so don't really be upset if you have been tricked by a baiter, a catfish, an evil person, a family member, a dating, or even a marriage. You know, you marry one of these catfish, you learn. I married two of them. And to this day, people would say that I'm the bad one when I was kind and I went the extra mile, you know. But I learned something. So here's what I do. So if you've been through something, you can flip it. You take what you learned. You start to see a pattern around you, in your family, in your in-laws, at work, in the church, in society. You see the pattern. And so you say, okay, what is this pattern? And you'll come to find out it's the flesh mind, it's the hive mind, it's the fakers, it's the religious but lost. They have no power. So you have the spirit of truth in you, but they have the spirit of error. Wisdom's justified of her children. They're becoming a copy of the devil, and they embody the devil as they get older. And through the cycles of time, they become master deceivers. But if you have the spirit of truth and they have the spirit of lies of the system, then you can see them faster than a bolt of lightning, because you just can feel it. You can just tell. And so there's always red flags. So I told her, I said, look, I don't blame the other person because I got the spirit of truth. They don't have any truth. And I made a choice. It was my choice to believe the lie. I knew it was off, but everything about it. If one key ingredient to these narcissistic, psychopathic, catfish, baiters, whatever, thieves. One key element is they're in a hurry. They want you to make a fast decision. Salesman, a job. I had a job offer and I worked there for 2 weekends. They want you to make a fast decision. Well, we need you now. And it's like, let me think about it. Let me work here 2 weekends and see how it flows. And I worked there 2 weekends and I realized why they needed somebody now, you know. Because it was ridiculous. They were not organized. They couldn't order parts. They didn't know how to do anything right. These owners were from India. They didn't know how to run a place. Hold people accountable and keep the place orderly. And so when they're trying to rush you to take this job, to marry this person, to go out on a date, to move, to change something. If it's in a hurry, if somebody's trying to do it in a hurry, there's a reason they're trying to do it in a hurry. There's a reason. Because it goes back to the gaslighting, the future faking, all the attributes of a narcissist, you know? And when I say attributes, that's the wrong word. The characteristics, because attribute is a good thing. They're not attributes, they're characteristics, which is pretty much evil, you know? And so when you see these characteristics that are evil, you know what you're dealing with. And like I say, if it starts out in a lie, it's going to end in a lie. The lies start to reveal themselves, and you're like, wow. Wow, crazy, insane, ridiculous. And so one lie, another lie. When the mask starts to break and all the lies start to show up and then their words, then they change. You think, well, that's not the same person you pretended to be. Now you're a different person. Where'd that come from? Everything about them flipped. They flipped the script. And then what happens when they flip the script? You flip the script and you walk away. And their hope is, or their thinking is, well, they won't walk away. They care about me. They won't walk away. Then what you do is you tell yourself the truth that this person don't even know who they are. So how can you even know who they are? They're not even a real person. They were fake the whole time. And they just gave you a mirror image what you wanted, but then they thought they could just get by with using manipulation, and they can't. Because it always, the truth always comes out. Because the universe is based on truth, so truth has to come out.